Halliburton has struggled to fend off critics by insisting that it won its lucrative contracts in Iraq fairly, and that instances of alleged overbilling, kickbacks, and so on were aberrations. But the company's troubles are multiplying. On Wednesday, the Pentagon asked the Justice Department to join its investigation of the price Halliburton's been charging to deliver gas. And yesterday, the Pentagon's chief financial officer told lawmakers there are significant problems with the company's cost estimates in Iraq. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root is the U.S. military's biggest contractor in Iraq. It stands to earn up to $18 billion there. Critics, most notably California Democrat Henry Waxman, complain that the company never had to compete for some of this work and that much of it was awarded on a cost-plus basis.
Under a cost-plus contract, the more the contractor bills, the more money the contractor makes. That's why cost-plus contracts are notoriously prone to abuse.
At a hearing yesterday, Waxman called this a horrendous arrangement for American taxpayers. Pentagon officials testifying at the hearing didn't exactly agree with that assessment, but they didn't completely refute it either. Dov Zuckheim, the Defense Department's chief financial officer, described what he termed deficiencies in KBR's estimating practices, uncovered by the DCAA, the Defense Contract Audit Agency.
Earlier this year, DCAA returned two major task order proposals worth more than $3 billion to KBR because they were inadequate for the purposes of negotiating a fair and reasonable price. KBR later resubmitted one of the task orders for $700 million less than the original proposal. Even this resubmitted proposal was later withdrawn by KBR due to continuing pricing issues. Again, it was DCAA that found that $700 million problem.
Zuckheim says these deficiencies prompted auditors to launch an investigation of what KBR was charging the government for gas.
It disclosed potential overpricing on gasoline of $61 million through September of 2003.
A separate probe dealt with meals provided to the troops.
The billed number of meals appears to exceed significantly the actual meals served.
Pentagon auditors also found discrepancies between the amount KBR billed the government for work and the amount it paid subcontractors to actually do it. KBR insists it's not overcharging for its services. The company has reimbursed the government when discrepancies have surfaced and reported some problems, including an alleged kickback scheme, on its own. Yesterday, Pentagon officials also defended their handling of the contracts. Major General Carl Strock, the Director of Civil Works with the Army Corps of Engineers, told lawmakers controlling costs can't always be the first priority in a volatile place like Iraq.
At the time that we entered into our first contract for delivery of fuel, it was early May, and sir, I was in Baghdad the day that a U.S. soldier from the 3rd Infantry Division was assassinated in a gasoline line trying to keep order. We were told to get fuel moving now.
General Paul Kern of the U.S. Army Material Command pointed out that KBR's work has made life for soldiers in Iraq more bearable.
If they want a shower when they arrived in Iraq last year, they used a bucket of water. Today they have facilities to shower in. If they wanted a clean uniform, they used the same bucket of water. And today they have laundries that they can use.
But Congressman Waxman and other Democrats at the hearing suggested that the Pentagon should have paid more attention to its own auditors and to the problems they uncovered.
DCAA brought these systemic problems to the attention of the Army Corps of Engineers on January 13. 3 days later, the Army Corps gave Halliburton another $1.2 billion contract. It was as if the decision makers simply didn't care.
Peter Singer, a defense contracting analyst with the Brookings Institution, says lack of competition and adequate oversight have been costly.
The reason you optimally use private contractors is to get the benefit of the free market. And the free market, in a sense, has this self-correcting mechanism that leads to the right prices. But it turns out right now we're short-circuiting that mechanism.
Republican lawmakers have been less critical. Virginia Congressman Tom Davis, who chairs the House Government Reform Committee, expressed impatience with what he called partisan sniping and disingenuous sound bites. And he asked the top military brass seated before him to help settle one question once and for all.
Was the fact that the vice president was a former officer, a CEO of Halliburton, influenced the selection of Halliburton and KBR in any way? General Schrock?
No, sir, it did not.
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 But Davis conceded that Congressman Waxman and others had raised important questions, and he offered the Pentagon officials this advice.
We want you to continue to do the job, but if anything, we want you to err on the side of being tough, of making sure that we're getting our dollars' worth on this.
He promised to hold another hearing in May. Peter Singer of the Brookings Institution says the tone at the Pentagon is shifting, too.
It's the very first time that senior Pentagon officials, that is, Republican political appointees, have conceded that things with this contract have been problematic.
Up until now, he says, it was mainly just the auditors who were grumbling. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.